What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Hug and Lowdown.
Silver Wilk.
Hey, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Sybil.
Hug.
I know you are Words with Friends aficionado.
I like the game, yes.
And Ebonics make the fine hair on the back of your sexy neck stand up.
That's true.
But there's a time and place for the words I'm about to use describing my Washington Redskins. Oh. They're getting worse and worse. Think I'm ain't mad? Ism. Tom Silver J, me and Black Manager was watching the game at a sports bar here in Atlanta, which is embarrassing if your team ain't representing it because you're out of town. But if your team winning, you're looking around at the other fans in the sports bar talking shickety like, yeah, that's how my skins get down. Well, to make a long story, Kirk Franklin, Washington was winning when we left the sports bar. They had like 21 points to 7 on the board, all right? Interceptions, everything. So Black Manager called the front desk at the hotel to see if they were showing the Skins game. We get back, we can't find the game anywhere. So I had to call my sister via FaceTime, and that's when my niece Demi yells out, why are we watching this? They ain't gonna score. The Broncos beat my Skins 45-21. Oh. Hell, Skins fans can't even talk smack because the Cowboy fans about Dallas losing. Sybil, this has been the maddest I've ever been about my team. I damn near pulled my Skins patch off my hat. And I see it wasn't a good weekend for the Browns, Cleveland or Chris. Chris Brown got locked up in my hometown. Jay, you're going to have to talk to your nephew at some point. I mean, he was doing good, keeping it clean. He had a light-skinned reconciliation with Drake. He come to my hometown for Howard homecoming, and what'd he do? He relapsed. And get locked the hell up for getting into a fisticuff about 4 in the morning outside the W Hotel. Sybil, Chris starting to get locked up so much, they're going to start calling him Orange is the New Brown. Speaking of Orange, y'all see Julian Huff in blackface as the character Crazy Ass?
Yeah.
From Orange is the New Black for Halloween?
Yeah.
I saw the pictures. I thought she looked more like the adopted child of the tan lady in Miley Cyrus than me. That's Ryan Seacrest, old lady, right?
Yeah.
You know she lost $100,000 worth of jewelry stolen from her unlocked Mercedes Benz.
That's right.
She looked more like Crazy Eyes after that incident. Because Seacrest didn't renew her season. Speaking of Halloween, do y'all hear Dr. Conrad Murray is supposed to be released from jail as a free man?
Yeah, he's out.
Just in time for Halloween. Do you know how many people are going to be walking up to him saying, man, that's a killer Conrad Murray costume? Hey, I heard Lamar Odom putting his Florida mansion up for rent for $17,000 a month.
What?
Is he smoking? That's too high. Is it in the keys? Is it brick or rock stucco? I need to call my realtor, Lenny Moore, and see if he can get that price all the way down. All the way down. Now, happy birthday to my mama, Hattie Jean Lowdown.
Hattie Jean Lowdown.
It's going to be a golden day, mama. We're going to the corral.